second. They took away my glasses.
We present Tom Menard and Anthea Askey in Wrinkles.
You will not believe, honestly, you will not believe what's been going on here at the old folks' home. Unbelievable. It was cup final day and Mrs. A was going to a wedding. I asked her, what sort of a bloke goes and gets married on cup final day? I love cup final day. Down the pub before the match, have a few jars, get some takeouts for while you watch the match. Final whistle, back down to the pub, celebrating. Or drown in your sodders. I love cup final day. Not so keen on the football. Anyway, it was the morning of the match. And the day before, we'd had this bloke round inspecting our fire precautions. Accident prevention officer, they call him. Anyhow, he'd fallen down the fire escape. And sprained his ankle. So the fire escape was declared unsafe. And I had a busy morning ahead of me if I wanted to catch that match.
So anyway, there we were, surrounded by the fussy wussies. And the field marshal turned to me and said, Winnie, old boy, we're in a bit of a jam. Looks like the fussy wussies have got us by the short and curlies. We're going to be massacred. So I turned to him and said, now listen here.
Excuse me, can you pass the porridge, please?
Pass him the porridge, Lewis. Keep it down a bit, first thing in the morning.
Field Marshal, I said, the fuzzy wuzzies have got us by the fuzzy wuzzies. Now this is what we'll do.
Have you tasted this porridge? Oh, it's like cement.
I think it's all right, me, this porridge. I think it's quite correct. Spot on. Superlative. I think I might even have another slice.
Look, said I, there's a thousand of them and only 50 of us. Now, how would it be if they lent us some of their chaps to make up our team? Like we used to do in rubber. The field marshal laughed and said, good idea, Winnie. Then he demoted me. Funny sense of humour, the field marshal.
What day is it today?
Wednesday.
No, it's not. It's Saturday.
Oh, yes, that's right. Sorry. It was Wednesday yesterday.
Cup final this afternoon. Gonna reserve the best seat in the telly room.
Saturday? There's an interesting programme on about gerbils today. Might watch that. They're very highly interesting gerbils. I've always been a bit of a gerbil fan, me.
The gerbils! That's where I used to live in Glasgow! Terrible place!
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to that gerbil programme. Well, it'll be a little treat for me, seeing as I'm giving up smoking today.
Oh, you're not still on about that, are you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely correct. Absolutely 100% correctly correct. My mind's made up. My last pipe after breakfast, and then that's me finished. With the money I saved from not smoking, I could treat myself and buy myself a gerbil.
What are you talking about? They only cost about 75p.
Do they? Superlative. I'll be able to get a few then. That can be my incentive. For every ounce of tobacco I don't smoke, I can buy myself a gerbil. I'll be able to see them mounting up.
Gerbils? Yes, I remember him. Nazi butcher.
I bet you don't last 12 hours.
I bet I do. I bet I absolutely 100% do.
I bet you 10 quid.
How much is that in gerbils?
I ordered the taxi for 11. You've got 10 minutes. Shall I take your case outside?
No, I haven't packed everything yet.
Why, what's left?
Hang on, I'll just check my list. 8 dresses, yes. 2 suits, yes. 6 blouses, yes. 5 skirts, yes. Warm coat, yes. Summer coat, yes. Woolies in case the weather changes, yes. 15 changes of underwear.
Mrs. A, You're only going away for one night.
15 changes of underwear, 2 pairs of dress shoes, yes.
Dutch national dress in case you meet anyone from Holland.
Confetti, yes. Lucky rabbit foot.
You don't believe in that rubbish, do you?
Me lucky rabbit foot? I take it everywhere with me.
Don't believe in them, good luck charms. I once knew a bloke had a lucky elephant's foot. He used to wear it round his neck. He had a terrible stoop. He reckoned it brought him luck. Never did. Lost all his friends. Well, if you've ever been in an elephant house, you can imagine what it smelt like. Yeah, one day he went swimming with it round his neck. We never saw him again.
Now, are you sure you're going to be all right?
Look, just go. Forget about me. Forget about the home. Forget about mates. And just enjoy yourself. It'll be all right. And it's my off day. I'm going to watch the big fight with Arnold.
Who's fighting?
Arsenal and Spurs.
Right. Oh, now, listen. I've put a stew on for you. It's on a low light. And it'll be ready about tea time. Right. You got that?
Look, I can manage. Stop fussing.
Have you seen to all them things the fire officer told you about?
You're kidding. There was a list as long as me arm. Don't worry, it'll be done.
Blimey, there's me taxi.
Right, I'll see you.
Bye, Tom. Now don't forget the stew.
Don't worry. Have a nice time.
You too.
I don't believe it. She's forgotten her case.
Bubble. Right. That's it. Absolutely, that's it. I have smoked my last pipe. From now on, no more smoking. I am a non-smoker. I've given it up. Smoking is out of the window. 100%, 200%, 300% out of the window. And I'll tell you what, I am so glad I've given it up. Superlative. I feel better for it already. Getting myself, I feel better. No, I'll never touch my pipe again. Don't need it. I don't need it because I've got willpower. That's all it takes. Strength of character and willpower. How long is it since my last one? Must be getting on now. Must be. How long is it? 7 minutes. Superlative. I knew I could do it. Oh, no trouble. Absolutely no trouble at all. I don't even want one. No. I haven't even got the urge. The only trouble is, what to do with my hands. That's the only thing. Maybe I should suck something. What can I do with my mouth? That's the problem. What to do with my hands and what to do with my mouth? Got it. I'll put my hands in my mouth. No, maybe not. Oh, I feel so much better. I feel so much more relaxed, you know, more calm. So much more calm. Much more calm. Oh, must be clocking on a bit now. What is it? 8 minutes, superlative. Think of the money I'm saving. How many pipes would I normally smoke in 8 minutes? One, roughly. Roughly one. Now, how much is that? Costs about, say, 20p. 20p for a pipe, 8 minutes. 20p per pipe, one pipe. What's that? 20p. I have saved 20p. Oh, I'm saving a fortune. I was a fool not to have done it before. Who needs it? Not me. Only trouble is the boredom. Being bored. 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 B-O-R-D. What can I do? I know. I'll smoke my pipe. No. Oh, no, I've given that up. Oh, yes. I am a non-smoker. No, thanks. Not for me. I don't touch them. Oh, you smoke, do you? Terrible habit. If I just had the one, just to get the taste out of my system. No. How long is it? 9 minutes. 9 whole minutes. 9 whole minutes. 9 long minutes. I knew it'd be easy.
Hello there, Tom.
Hello, Winston.
What are all those men doing?
Demolishing the fire escape.
Why aren't you going to stop them, Tom? Are you just going to stand by and let them do it? Vandals, clear up!
Winston, they're supposed to be doing it. It's got metal fatigue. We've got to get a new one.
No wonder you've got to get a new one. They're knocking that one down.
Yeah, where are you off? Going to lunch?
I thought I'd take the dog for a stroll first, Tom. Been trying up this new fangled thing that I bought for him. Doggy whistles, they call them.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Doggy whistles. Supposed to help you train your dog. Trouble is, I'm damned if I can get him to blow the thing. This is the sixth one I bought him, Tom. He swallowed five already.
Ah, I think I can help you. I think you're supposed to blow it.
Well, why is it called a doggy whistle, then? Should be called a manny whistle.
Hang on, best stand back. I think they're about to bring that fire escape down. According to the fire prevention officer, it was unsafe.
Of course it was unsafe. It's just fallen down.
Good morning, matron. You sound in good voice this morning. Yeah, I've done most of the fire precautions. Only one problem. The new outside fire escape for C Wing hasn't arrived yet. So we've now got a door on the second floor that just leads straight into midair. Oh, don't worry. It'll be very safe. I've put a warning sign up. Matron, nothing will go wrong.
So anyway, there we were, surrounded by the fuzzy wuzzies. And the field marshal turned to me and said, Winnie, old boy, we're in a bit of a jam. Looks like we're going to be massacred. So I turned and said, there's 1,000 fuzzy wuzzies and 50 mousetraps. This is what we'll do.
Excuse me, can you pass me some more cauliflower cheese, please?
What? Oh, all right, cauliflower cheese. There you are, Mr. Pettigrew.
Thank you very much. Very nice, isn't it? Extremely nice meal. Superlative.
So, the fuzzy wuzzies were here. The double...
Excuse me, can you pass me another chicken?
Lewis, pass him a chicken, will you? Here you are!
Thank you.
So the fuzzy wuzzies were here, the jungle here, and to the west, the main road to Karachi. And the right, in the middle, our camp.
What, next to the salad bowl?
In the salad bowl, man. We were totally surrounded by the lettuce. I mean the fuzzy wuzzies. Field Marshal, said I've got a plan, sir.
Excuse me, can you pass me the sprouts, please?
What more sprouts? You're eating like a horse.
Am I? I haven't really noticed. Must be smoking. You tend to eat a little more when you've given up smoking, don't you?
No, where was I?
You're talking about this plan that was a bit hush-hush.
Yes, a plan. Divide the men into three ranks. The first rank fires, drops to their knees, and reloads. As they drop, the second rank fires. They drop, reload, and the third rank fires. By this time, the first rank's reloaded, they stand up again and fire.
Excuse me, can you pass the salad, please?
That's our camp, man.
Well, I won't eat any of the officers, just the enlisted men.
The field marshal turned to me. Winnie, said he, three ranks, synchronized firing, dropping to one knee and reloading. It's brilliant. It might just work. Provided, of course, the fuzzy wuzzies haven't seen the film. So, we tried.
Excuse me, so I don't bother again, can you pass me the rum truffles, cheesecake, trifle, jelly, lemon, cheese, and biscuits? I'm still a bit peckish.
What? Oh, yes, anyway, we tried. Made a real hash of it. Got the kneeling and the firing mixed up. Front row knelt and reloaded. Second row knelt, shot the first row in the back, and stood up. And the third row sat down, stood up, sat down again, and shot the second row in the back. We lost 2/3 of the men. Wouldn't mind, but the Fuzzy Wuzzies weren't even attacking at the time.
Hang on. I've lost the picture now, Mr. P's taking away the salad bowl.
It's simple. We're the tomato ketchup here. The mayonnaise, that's the Fuzzy Wuzzies. The serviettes, the jungle. And these three spoons are the main road to Karachi.
So what's this pepper pot, then?
That's the strange thing about the whole story. In the clearing by the jungle, between us and the Fuzzy Wuzzies, was this gigantic pepper pot. Strange, isn't it?
Hello, Tom. Hello, Arnold.
Oh, look, it's Porky Pig.
How do, Mr. P? Where are you off?
Just thought I'd take a stroll, Tom. Take a stroll, walk off my lunch.
Walk off your lunch? Where are you going, Mexico?
Smoking, I see, Arnold.
Yes, I'm just having a breather.
Smoking. Fancy smoking. I don't know. Some people, they never learn, do they?
Something wrong with your teeth?
You're a fool to yourself, Arnold. Fancy smoking. A fool unto thyself. Terrible, terrible habit. Terrible habit.
You wouldn't by any chance have given up yourself, would you, Mr. P?
Correct. Absolutely 100% correct. Spot on. Correct. 100% correctly correct. Packed it in, given it up, kicked it in the head.
Had any trouble?
No. No trouble.
You don't feel a bit on edge or anything? I hear you're supposed to feel a bit touchy when you give it up.
Who are you calling touchy? I hope you're not calling me touchy. I hope it's not me you're calling touchy, because if you are, there's going to be trouble.
Blimey. I'm sorry, Mr. P.
Yeah, well, you want to watch it. You want to watch who you're calling touchy. Yes, otherwise you might end up with a fist in your face.
What's up with you? You're normally the most placid of blokes.
Just don't call me touchy, that's all. Gets on my nerves being called touchy. Gets me on edge.
Fair enough, sorry.
Right, well, I'm off. Walk off some of this energy. I'll see you.
You know what I think, Arnold?
What?
I think someone's a bit touchy.
I am not!
It's a lousy picture, isn't it? Why doesn't someone get it repaired?
It's all right. Stop complaining.
All right? How long has grass been pink?
A lot of foreigners on that team. Where are they from? They're all green.
Why don't you get the telly bloke round to fix the colour?
I did. There's nothing that can do.
Why not?
It's a black and white.
Hey, it's going to be a cracking match, this.
Not the same game as it was in my day. Completely different. We used to have two men out in the middle, one bowler, one wicketkeeper, and nine fielders.
Winston, this is a football match.
Well, it's not what I'd call cricket. 22 men kicking a ball about. Not a wicket in sight. I mean, how do you get anyone out? Oh, it all changed. This is nearer football than it is cricket.
Who are you supporting, Tom?
I'm rooting for Middlesex.
Middlesex don't play this game.
Oh, it's not the same.
All right, settle down, everyone. They're kicking off.
Kicking off? Oh, it's all changed.
Oh, hello, Mr. Pete. Sit yourself down.
No, thanks, Tom. I think I'll walk about. I think I'll walk. I'm fine as I am walking about. Keep on the go, walking round the television room.
How's the smoking going?
Smoking? Oh, I haven't really thought about it, really. Hasn't even crossed my mind. Haven't even wanted one. Forgotten all about it.
How long's it been?
5 hours, 23 minutes, 14 seconds. Roughly. Haven't really thought about it.
Shut up, will you? We're trying to watch the cup final.
Shut up yourself. Who are you to shut me up? Thought you'd go around shutting me up. Shut up yourself.
Oh, feeling a bit on edge, are we? Not smoking making you a bit ratty, is it?
Oh, no, 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 no. It's not affecting me. I can ride it, no trouble. Piece of cake.
Mr. P, sit down. You're wearing a hole in the carpet.
Did you see that, Tom? What a mess! Stupid great pudding! Away home for your tea!
Should have stuck that one away, no trouble.
Saving a fortune, me? Oh, yes, sir. If I'd have been smoking the hardest, I'd got to smoke 5 pipes by now. 5 pipes! How much is that? 20p per pipe, 5 pipes, 20p times five. 5 times, what's that? £1. I've saved £1. That's 1 1/3 gerbils, roughly. Oh, I'm saving a fortune.
Now, build up, will you? It's a good match, this.
I hope no one's getting interested in this programme. I hope no one's getting interested.
Oh, good goal.
Oh, crack of that. See that through ball? Lovely.
Great goal. Great goal. That should liven things up a bit.
A bit of polite applause would do, Lewis. You're worse than the West Indians with their beer cans.
I hope no one's getting interested in this programme. I really hope no one is getting interested. Because I'm turning it over in a minute.
You see, they're not watching that number 7. He's getting too much space.
He's creating havoc with them centres.
I really hope no one is getting interested. Because I want to watch this programme on gerbils. I've always had an interest in gerbils and I've been looking forward to this programme.
Mr. P, there is no way you are turning this set over.
Oh, huh? Is there not indeed? No way, eh? Well, we shall see, won't we? We shall see.
Penalty!
Come off it, he never touched him.
What are you talking about? He nearly took his head off.
Well, it's time now. Time for the gerbil show. I'm going to watch my gerbils. Let me get through to the TV, please.
Here, stop shoving.
Just let me get to the switch, please.
Mr. P, will you shut up? It's the cup final.
The cup final, is it, eh? Yeah. Cup final, eh? Yeah. Well, I don't care if it's the Duke of Marlborough riding naked on horseback. I'm going to watch my gerbil show.
Look, we're watching the football, and that is that.
Luke, you! I'm watching that show. I've given up smoking. It's my little treat.
Look, it's the majority decision. The majority want to watch the football. End of argument.
Well, I'm voting fascist. Rule by force. I'm going to wrestle you for it. Come on, Arnold. Come on. Come on, get off your chair.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up. Come on, come on. You're a big man. You've got big words. Come on, back them up. Come on, fight me.
Have you never heard the poem, man? Have you never heard the poem? Go placidly amidst the noise and his. Ye loud and obnoxious persons, for they have vexations to the spirit. Have you never heard that poem?
Oh, two of you, eh? Oh, two against one, eh? Brave men, come on, I'm not frightened, I'll wrestle you both. Come on, I'm a non-smoker, I'm fitter than both of you. Come on!
Mr. Pettigrew, calm down.
I am calm! I'm really calm, I'm very, very calm, I'm the calmest I've ever been in my whole life. That's the last straw. That's the last straw that brought the camels back. That I'm off. That's it. I'm finished with a lot of you. I'm going. Goodbye. And good riddance.
Tom?
Yeah?
You know that fire escape you knocked down?
Yeah?
Which door was it that led into thin air?
That one.
Yeah, I thought so. What's underneath?
The septic tank.
Ho, 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 ho! Big joke, eh? Big joke! Big fat joke, eh? Oh, yes. That's what I am to you, isn't it? One big fat joke. Ho, 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 ho! Open the door, into midair, 9 feet drop into the septic tank. Ho, 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 ho! Big joke. Big fat joke.
Are you all right, Mr. P?
All right, all right. 5 hours and 32 minutes without my pipe. Covered from head to foot with sludge from the septic tank. And you won't let me watch my gerbil programme. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And fine, fine. By me, absolutely 100% superlative. Well, right, right. Right, that's it. That is it. That is absolutely 100% it. If I can't watch my gerbils, you can't watch your football.
Here, what are you doing?
What am I doing? What am I doing?
Here, put that down.
I am picking up the television set and I am throwing it out of the window. That is what I am doing. Anything on the radio?
Train was delayed at Crewe.
Oh, don't worry. I've only been here 10 minutes. How was the wedding?
Oh, it was lovely. Only thing spoiled, it was forgetting my case.
How did you go on?
Well, I couldn't go in my jeans, could I? And Marjorie wasn't my size, so I had to go in Lucy's maternity dress and Bill's gumshoes and Frank's fishing hat.
How lovely.
Well, it was a bit embarrassing, because I was standing behind Marjorie in church wearing Frank's fishing hat with the hooks in, and when we knelt down to pray, they got caught in the back of Marjorie's coat, and I was stuck to her like that for the whole service. We had to walk out of the church like a pantomime horse.
Didn't spoil it for you, did he?
No. We had a good laugh about it after. How was your cup final?
Well, we had a bit of a TV problem and I had to fetch the portable in from the kitchen. Then I spent half an hour trying to get Mr. Pettigrew out of the septic tank.
What was he doing in the septic tank?
Well, the first time he fell in and the second time we threw him in.
Did it take you so long to get him out?
Arnold was holding him down.
Hey, how was your stew?
What?
That stew I left on for you. Was it nice?
The stew?
Tom, you turned it off, didn't you?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Oh,
what...
Tom, you did turn it off, didn't you?
How can I put it? I think by now it should be done.
You have been listening to Wrinkles, starring Tom Menard and Anthea Askey, with Ballard Barclay as Winston, David Ross as Mr. Pettigrew, Gordon Salkild as Arnold.